الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. وقال تبارك وتعالى: والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين. صدق الله العظيم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء الكرام، respected elders, brothers and friends, from the many, many bounties which the Ummah benefited from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, two were very prominent. And the one is called Ta'limat Nabawi, and the other is called Kayfiyat Nabawi. Ta'limat Nabawi is all that Ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that which he spoke with his Mubarak tongue, that which he did in action, that which somebody else did in which he approved, and that which somebody else did in which he did not approve of, which we call Ahadith. So the various teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all different aspects of life, that is a great bounty which Allah through Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam transferred to us. The other is Kayfiyati Nabawi. Kayfiyati Nabawi means the spiritual state of Nubuwa, which Allah through Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam blessed the Ummah. Now, the spiritual state of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam we cannot comprehend. We will never understand. And nobody can really be able to come to understand who Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will never fulfill that right. But yes, there were certain occasions from which we could see that how the spirituality from the Mubarak breast of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was transformed through the Ummah. In one instance, Sayyidina Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu was walking in the streets of Medina and he was saying, Nafaqa Hanzala, Nafaqa Hanzala. Hanzala has become a munafiq. Now Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a very great sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr heard him saying this, so he asked, how can you say that? You're such a sincere sahabi. He says, whenever I am in the presence of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I experience such an elevated state of iman. And the moment I go home and I intermingle again with my family and in the house people, then I don't experience that same state. It sort of goes down. So it makes me feel I'm a hypocrite. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala says, maybe in that instance I am also none the better, I also experience the same condition. Let's go to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ask him. So both came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and put their case in front of him, and he mentioned, Ya Rasulullah, this is our condition. At that time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, that had you experienced the same condition in my presence, in your absence, had you experienced the same condition which you are in my presence, then you would have reached such a stage where angels would have come down and made musafaha with you. That is, when you are in my presence, the natural spiritual state is of a different level. And next, when you are away from me, it is of a different level. To understand that, our ulama have given a very, very interesting example. It says, in the beginning of the month, when it's a new moon, then generally the oceans are very calm. The oceans are very calm. And come the 14th moon, then there's such a dashing of waves. The oceans become so strong. The waves become so strong. Sometimes they go up to 20, 30 meters high. And they mention the reason for that is the gravitational force of the moon and the water together makes those waves go higher, because the moon is full glory, full luminousness. And after that, moon goes back, and the shine of the moon, the rays of the moon become less, then the ocean starts coming down. It says naturally that was the gravitational force from the Mubarak Qalb of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whoever used to be in his company used to experience that level of iman. And to understand that, on one occasion, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned that, like how Mawlana Isa Budatab just said, doubts do come in every human. So Sayyidina Umar said, for a few moments, couple of moments, I started doubting. All these doubts started becoming more overwhelming in me. And I was in the presence of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sensed the condition of my heart. And at that time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his Mubarak hand and he hit it on my breast and he said, Yabna al-Khattab, O the son of Khattab. He says it was the hitting of the Mubarak hand on my breast that the alam-e-ghaib opened to me for a couple of moments. I could see the angels going up and the angels coming down. And that was because of the presence and the state of spirituality that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in. Now in the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the talimat nabawi, the education of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so to say, the knowledge, the person that benefited the most was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ana madinatul ilm wa aliyun babuhu. That I am the door of knowledge, I am the city of knowledge, and Ali is the door. And it is from there that all our asanid, all our chains flow right up to this day. And the kayfiyat nabawi, the spiritual state of nubuwa, the person that benefited the most was Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And that showed in itself at the time of the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba also mentioned that at times when we were on crossroads, we did not know which direction to take, what decision to make, then we used to go to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he used to give us the right way out. So at the time of the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when people were told that Amir Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed on, we very well know the confusion that was prevailing among the Sahaba. to such an extent that Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu was walking with a open sword and saying that whoever said Muhammad has passed away, I will deal with him. At that time, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu came. He opened the sheet. He kissed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his forehead. And he said, definitely you have returned to your Allah. And he came outside. And the first thing he said, what did he say? That if you people have worshipped Muhammad, Muhammad has gone. In kuntum ta'abuduna Muhammadan faqad mat. Wa in kuntum ta'abuduna Allah. But if you have worshipped Allah, fa innahu hayyun qayyum. Allah is still living there, is forever lasting. And then he read the ayat, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُولِ Sahaba said, we knew the ayat, but at that time it was as if the revelation of that ayat was just coming down, and this is how he controlled the scene and the ummah at that point of time. It was the spiritual state which was imbibed into him through Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he passed on, his son Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu made a statement. And he says, from the 10 parts of knowledge, 9 parts have gone, 9 parts are buried today. The Sahaba were very amazed that such a prominent Sahabi in making such a statement. So he realized that they were puzzled, and what are they saying? So he says, I don't mean the knowledge of hayz and nifas and the knowledge of fiqh, no. What I mean, ilm billah, the knowledge regarding the spiritual state of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means how close he was, the kayfiyat, the spiritual state that he benefited from Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the question remains that Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what was it that blessed him, that honored him with such a status, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he benefited so much from the spiritual state of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama write, it was because of the love that he had for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ishq that he had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now if you want to understand the love Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very briefly, a few incidences regarding his life and his interaction with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it was the time for hijrah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed him a few days before that, oh, Abu Bakr, prepare, you will be my companion and we will have to migrate to Medina. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he prepared the camels, he prepared everything else for Zadi Safar, the necessities for traveling. And at night, he never used to sleep. He used to sit at a door from which the direction of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's house used to be, and used to wait. And why? That if Allah's Nabi comes, he must not even wait for me 1 second extra. I must be ready when he comes. So that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes, I said, inshallah, we are ready, we are going. That was the love he had for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to say that if Abu Bakr can give me 1 tawab of his life, I am prepared to give him my whole life tawab. So when he was asked, what is that one sawab and that one reward that you are talking about? He says, in the night of Hijrah, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Makkatul Mukarramah, and they were starting to climb the cave of Thur, the Mount of Thur, to get into the cave, they came to a certain height.
And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to him, "Oh, Abu Bakr, I'm tired now. I can't climb anymore." So Sayyidina Abu Bakr knew that we are running out of time. Just now it's going to be Subah Tariq, dawn. They're going to start looking. So he said, "Oh, Nabi of Allah, we have to get into the cave." So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Abu Bakr, I'm tired." So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Abu Bakr at that point of time took him on his back. And the balance of the mountain he climbed was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on his back. And he took him and put him in a cave. Umar said, "If I can only get that reward, I'll prepare to give my whole life reward to Abu Bakr." That was the the love that he had for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. On one occasion when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hazrat Shaykh Hamdul Ali mentions a lengthy hadith, but wherein it is mentioned that everybody were given a chance to say what they love the most. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he was asked, "Oh Abu Bakr, what do you like the most?" So Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned three things. He says, "Oh Nabi of Allah, the things I love the most is to you look, continuously look at your blessed countenance. Number one. And the second thing is, I love the most is to spend all my wealth onto you. Whatever I have must be spent to you." And the third thing Nabi Kareem Sayyidina Abu Bakr mentioned is that I love my daughter to be in your nikah. That means his whole life and his love revolved around who? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There was nothing else he asked for but Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the closest and the love of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is why when the occasion of Tabuk came and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Oh Sahaba, bring whatever you can bring." So Abu Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, "Today I'm going to surpass Abu Bakr, I'm going to beat him." And when everybody brought, he brought half of whatever he possessed and he put it in the courtyard of Masjid Nabawi in front of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when he laid it there, a little while later, Sayyidina Abu Bakr came. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked Sayyidina Umar, "What did you bring?" He said, "Ya Rasulullah, whatever I had, half of it I gave you." He said, "Oh Abu Bakr, what did you bring?" He said, "Ya Rasulullah, whatever I had, everything I gave to you. I didn't leave nothing behind at home." This was because of the love that he had for Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that very same love, that spirituality, was passed on to the Ummah, from the Sahaba to the Tabi'een, to the Tabi Tabi'een, to Salafu Salihin, right up to this time. It is the same heat, the same kayfiyat of Nubuwa that is in our Shuyukh and our Shaykh as well. That is why when we come into the company of the Shaykh, we feel all of a sudden rejuvenated. I can make more nafal, I can make more dhikr, I can make more Quran, tilawat. It is because of that which Allah Ta'ala has placed in their heart, that heat of and that love of Iman, that kayfiyat of Nubuwat, it is through that we benefit. And that is why a person who stays close to his Shaykh, a person who benefits from his Shaykh, that is what happens, his spirituality changes. We've been hearing a lot of such examples given to us throughout the whole 2-3 days. And to such an extent that even in our Salafu Salihin, our Akabir, it is mentioned regarding Hazrat Maulana Raipuri Rahmatullah Alayhi that on one occasion, one student was in the who was a student of Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria, Nawar Allahu Marqadahu, was traveling and one of these Hindu sadhus or somebody cast an evil glance, evil spell at him. And when he came to the hadith, he was one very intelligent student. So when he came back to the dars of hadith, he could not understand, he could not concentrate, his heart was not there. So he went to the Shaykh Zakaria Rahmatullah Alayhi and he says, "I don't want to study anymore because my heart is off." So the Shaykh asked him, "What happened?" He says, "No, this has happened." But the Shaykh realized and he said, "Okay, go spend a few days in the company of Hazrat Raipuri Rahmatullah Alayhi." So he went to Raipur, as the Shaykh gave him a small note, Hazrat Raipuri Rahmatullahi read the note and he says, okay, you stay here. Your work is to see you make your namazes on time, you attend the majlis on time. Other than that, you sleep and you eat. So, one day, 2 days, by the third day, he could feel no real difference. So then, after the majlis of the third day, he went to Hazrat Raipuri Rahmatullahi Alayh. And he says, Hazrat, I don't see any difference in my condition. At that point of time, Hazrat Raipuri Rahmatullahi Alayh said, Allah ke baaz bande aise hote hai, jab wo kisi ke kalb ki taraf ishara kar yun kar dete hai, to pura dil ka alam badal jata hai. They are such servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when they point at a person's heart and they do like this, it changes the whole condition of the heart. And it says at that point of time, everything came out of me and I wanted to go back to Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullahi. So this is because of the company of the Ahlullah. It is because of the barakat of Ahlullah. We've just heard Mawlana Isa give us a few very good examples regarding being in the company of the Ahlullah. So this state of spirituality comes down from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the very same breath, not much time, but just in a few words, even the state, the knowledge that we get also comes from our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the Sahaba, to the Tabi'in, Tabi' Tabi'in, Salafu Salihin, right up to this day. There's a chain of narrators. If anybody has taught a hadith or teaches, they say, well, say, this is my silsila, this is my chain. And you know it's authentic. You know it's 100% in coordination. And tomorrow if you find some scholar of Islam, no matter how beautiful his lecture may be, how rosy it may be, how many people may be attending, but if you look at his chain of narrators, you'll find some Zionist professor sitting up there, or you'll find some Jewish rabbi sitting up there. And naturally, that will come, but somewhere and somewhere they get lost. Why? Because the silsila, the chain, the barakat of it is not there. And somewhere and somewhere, thinking they are doing right, but they get lost. So it is very, very important, both our spiritual state and our educational state, we need to see at all times who we take it from. And who we make our sheikh, who we make our guide, who we make our ustad. That person who got no sheikh, shaitan is his sheikh. Because he doesn't know when he can move away. Regarding an incident of a great mufti in the time, he went once to one sheikh, to one alim who had the suhbat of the shuyukh of the pious before. And he mentioned to him that, I would like to stay in your khidmat for a few days. So this person knew, he said, you will not make it in my khidmat. He says, our way is to make riyadat, sacrifice whole day. Your way is different. You sit whole day, you look at fatawas, your lifestyle and my lifestyle. He said, it may be difficult for you to gel with us, to come in with us. So he said, nevertheless, give me an opportunity, let me try. So he said, okay, give him permission, no problem, stay with us. After a few days, he realized that really the riyadat that has been made, shuyukh don't show us, but the ibadat they make, the riyadat they make, the state of ecstasy they experience, the condition of experience they experience, was of a different level. So he stayed with him for a few days and very politely, very respectfully, he took permission and he said, I really can't make it. Let me go and continue with my work. So he gave him permission, he gave him dua, he said, carry on. And ulama writes, where this incident is written, that it wasn't after long that this great alim was on his deathbed. And shaitan came to him and says, prove to me Allah is one. So he gave one proof, and shaitan broke that. He gave a second one, shaitan broke that. He gave the third one, shaitan broke that. And at that point of time, this condition of this alim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed the veil. The shaykh in whose company he was, he saw what's happening here. And he continued seeing. This alim was a man of great caliber. He gave 99 dalils, 99 proofs every time shaitan broke it. And he was getting close into the throes of death. That shaykh took a bit of water and he sprinkled. And he says, tell him, I believe in the one of Allah without any dalil. I believe in one Allah without any dalil, without any proof. He just had to say that and then the ruh left his world. So that little sahbat also in the company of Allah, at such crucial times, when we don't know how to steer ourselves, at that time Allah Ta'ala makes it, that barakat of that shuyukh, that company of that shuyukh, like Hazrat Mawlana Isa said, sometimes just the one gaze, we do not realize, but it is that gaze that turns the life of a man. So respected brothers, elders and friends, we are here. We need to understand that this is a platform, this is a place where not only the knowledge has been transferred, but the state of nubuwa also has been transferred. And how much with an open vessel we come, that is how much we will take. How much we come with different thoughts, those thoughts will be washed as long as we are in the company of the Ahlullah. The moment we leave the company of the Ahlullah, then we are prone to be the victims of shaitan, and may Allah protect us all from that, inshaAllah. Allah give us the realization, the understanding, that we are really in the company of our shaykh, who, as I mentioned, that spiritual effulgence and that spirituality, we need to take from that. May Allah give us the understanding, inshaAllah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.